Great to be joined by Wayne Wallingford, 27th District Senator from Cape Girardeau, on this legislative report. Always good to catch up with Senator Wallingford on a week-to-week basis. Going to talk a little bit about some of his committee work this week. And Wayne, as we start in here, we'll let folks know that you are chair of two committees, vice chair of another. But I know the one that is very close to your heart is the Committee on Veteran and Military Affairs.
Yes, I was very blessed to be selected as the chairman for Veterans and Military Affairs. As you may know, I spent 25 years active duty in the United States Air Force, so I know about matters that are important to the military. And it was really unique because this week on Tuesday, we had the fourth annual Military Appreciation Day, and so it gave the legislature an opportunity to say thank you to our major military installations and the defense agencies, their service members and families, and even the civilians who defend our state and nation every day by working on those military installations. So we had five outstanding leaders come and talk to us. We had Major General Steve Danner. He's the Adjutant General for Missouri National Guard. We had Major General Kent Sabre. He's the Commanding General of the Maneuver Support Center of Excellence in Fort Leonard Wood. We had Brigadier General Tibbetts. He's the commander of the 509th Bomb Wing, Whiteman Air Force Base. And of course, you know, we have the only B-2 base there. And we had Mr. Donaldson. He's the Deputy Chief of Staff of the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. And if you may remember, we won that facility. It was going to move from St. Louis, and it was looking at other states, and we came down to a close call between Illinois and Missouri got it. And so they're working on that right now. So that was a big win for us. And then we also had Mr. Kirby Brown. He's the deputy of the commanding general, U.S. Army Combined Arms Center at Fort Leavenworth. And the military is so important to the state of Missouri. Our installations and agencies and defense contractors have a $32 billion annual economic impact on our state, $32 billion. So you can tell that's significant. And they also provide $10 billion in wages and employ 183,000 Missourians. And that represents an astounding 7% of all jobs in Missouri. So the military is very important to the state of Missouri and, of course, to our country as well. And one of the things we discussed was education, because the needs of the military children and their families, they're very complicated. I moved every 3 or 4 years in the Air Force, and some people move more frequently than that. I remember my daughter when she was in kindergarten, and thank goodness she wasn't a senior in high school, but we moved 3 times in 1 year, so she went to kindergarten in Texas, Iowa, and then finally Nebraska. Well, you can see that can be very disrupted as the children get older. So it's ironic to know that a third of the active duty and former U.S. personnel said their dissatisfaction with their child's education is a significant factor whether they continue the military service. They're thinking about their families. And there's 1.2 million children of active duty military servicemen and servicewomen. So, and another thing, 68% of the military said that moving between states added significant challenges to their child's education. So we talked a lot about that. It's very important. It's, of course, it's in our best interest to ensure the military spouse and their dependents have a very smooth transition and experiences with the school district that they move into. Of course, we have two of those big school districts. We have Waynesville School District, which is near Fort Leonard Wood, and then we also have the Knobnosser School District near Whiteman Air Force Base. So we want to make sure we take care of those families, because it's a hardship enough to be moving. If anyone's ever done that before, they know, you know, it can be very stressful and hectic, and we want to make sure that their children's education is provided for.
You won an award or had a citation this week from someone, huh?
I did. I was presented with an award, this beautiful plaque from the Protecting American Families organization, and it said on there it was for dedication, devotion, and leadership. So very humbled to receive that. Wasn't expecting that at all, but awarded that for all the legislation I carry that helps our youth and families and seniors across the state of Missouri. So that was quite an honor.
That is very nice. So with the governor taking over now about a month and a half in, what do you think of Eric Greitens? How's that going, do you think?
Oh, you know, I've met privately with the governor probably four times already in, what, 5 or 6 weeks that he's been in office, which I only met with our previous governor privately one time in 6 years. So this governor has I would call it an open door policy. He wants to hear what his legislators have to say. He's very attentive to the needs and wants to help them, you know, be successful in what they're doing, because he knows that the success of the state rides on the type of legislation that we pass out of the House and the Senate and would come to his desk for signature. So he's just doing a fantastic job. I can't say enough good things about Governor Greitens.
All right, very good. So what's on your plate for next week? What are some of the priorities there?
Well, you know, we're working on business legislation quite a bit. Our focus is economic development for the 2017 legislature session, you know, because Missouri's economy is on steady because of labor, regulatory, and tort reforms are long overdue. So we want to, you know, do what we can do to improve our budget outlook, and we can do that for small businesses if they prosper and then they increase wages, and that stimulates further economic activity, increases state revenues. So this is why we're really focusing on labor, tort, and regulatory reform throughout the course of this session. Now, we want to make sure we create a business climate in Missouri that facilitates growth and job opportunities for all Missourians. This hasn't really been done much in the last, 6 years since I've been up there, and really longer than that, because we would pass these types of legislative reform only to see it vetoed by our then governor and the administration. But now we have a governor very receptive to those reforms, and will be signing that type of legislation, which will improve the growth in the economy of Missouri. So it's very, very positive outlook.
All right. Senator Wallingford, thanks for your time as always. Good to catch up.
You're welcome. Good to talk to you too, Chad.
Senator Wayne Wallingford joining us on this legislative interview right here on Regional Radio.